Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Let's get to the Jets for a couple of minutes here, because as we kind of talked about when Pat was in here, the Jets are mesmerizingly
bad.
Brutal. I don't even know how else to put it watching this game yesterday, because there are times where it is clicking. And here's what I would say. When Aaron Rodgers has time to throw the ball, and he's been more mobile for sure the last few weeks. So I'm not sitting here saying he's a statue by any stretch. He hasn't been the last, maybe last month. But, boy, when he's got time to look over the defense, he can still pick you apart better than anybody I've seen. He can give you the fake down the field, check it down, and it's not one of those random check downs for 2 yards because it looks like he wants to go deep. It looks like guys are retreating, and these check downs go for 8, 9, 10 yards.
Mm-hmm.
The run game, not so great yesterday, but the way that 99-yard drive was a thing of beauty. They had there was at one point, I think each team only had the ball, what, one time in the second quarter? I mean, it was ridiculous watching these two offenses. But at the end of the day, you're left with
9 points.
9 points.
Yep.
And you're left with another, I think it's the sixth time this year they've gone to the fourth quarter with the lead and lost. And these were the things that I thought would not happen with him at quarterback. And while I'm saying all of this, because clearly they're not in the tank and they are trying to win games and they're not going to have the number one pick, which we know. If you don't bring him back, which we know would be just for one more year anyway, the idea that you're going to get a bridge quarterback, well, isn't that what he kind of is, with the opportunity to still actually win games? Or are you, in your mind, is it so far gone, let's just move on?
I mean, financially, with the way the cap hits work and everything, I understand where it's like, well, we might as well just bring him back because the alternative is not all that great. My concern is, look, what we hear from him into a microphone in these post-game press conferences or on the McAfee show, I get the sense it's not the real Aaron Rodgers. That's my gut take on it. And look, things obviously ended badly in Green Bay. He's been here a couple years now, and this was the first season we really got to see him play. And yeah, there's still some ability there, but I see other aspects of the team that should be better that are not. Specific players on offense that should be not as frustrated as they are. And they are.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I'll also add to the defense. And I know they only give up 19 points. There have been games they haven't given up 30. The defense in big spots has come up really small.
You know what? I'm not even going to relate that to Rodgers, because that's something we could say about the Jet defense for the better part of the last decade. Where, well, if they just had the quarterback, but then when they get put into a spot where the game's on the line and they need to stop, they seemingly can't get one. So that's a separate issue. But I talked to somebody last week who would know. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers is very well liked in that locker room.
That's interesting.
So, and again, this is not me trying to break any news or anything like that. It's just my perspective. And quite honestly, it doesn't really surprise me, because we know he's a tricky, complex individual, right?
Like, very deep. I watched the documentary.
Sure,
he's a very deep
yet,
thinker.
But yeah, okay, fine. So maybe that it doesn't rub everyone the right way. Hey, maybe the Jets need more of that. But when I just look at their entire situation, from the owner and everything that's going on with him, his relationship with the quarterback's age, the stage of his career, how he fits in with the other players, Davante Adams and Alan Lazard aside, and then I'm talking about we're bringing in a new general manager, a new head coach. Like, there are so many like landmines to evade there.
Yes, so yes and no.
I can see this year turned into a disaster.
It depends,
obviously.
But it depends on who you bring in.
But I want to be able to bring in the best candidate.
I just wonder
if they're going to be able to do that when you have a type A personality, future Hall of Famer at the end of his career, who's going to be the holdover quarterback here in a year where, you know, last year was where we got to cut out the BS and the leaks and all that. Now it's, you know, we heard the cut from Pat. Well, these last couple of weeks, we see who wants in and who wants out. Like, he speaks as if he's up on this pedestal. And for his career, sure, he is.
Not here, though.
But he's just as much to blame as anybody for everything that has gone wrong with this team. It blows my mind that these last couple of weeks, he looks good now. Like the way he's played these last couple of weeks, you got to bring him back. Yeah, great. Two games down in Florida where the weather was nice against, you know, crappy teams in December. And yesterday, like, we're drooling over him and Devontae Adams because they had one nice drive and scored 9 points. Like, why is that inspiring any sort of confidence for me?
So here would be my question, and this is where I grapple with the idea.
I understand. Who do you want to go to?
Yeah. Are you willing to, and I guess they've waited long enough, why the hell not? But if you get rid of him, and they very well might, I have no idea. If you get rid of him, what are you doing at that spot? And again, who's the coach? So to me, if you're going to bring in a young head coach, again, I don't think he can be the quarterback. If I'm just throwing the name out there like many people have, including Boomer and Geo, if it was a guy like John Gruden, I think he would be the guy because I think a guy like Gruden and he would connect quite well. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, now we're going to come back to upside, downside. The upside is still pretty good. The downside is what it's been for 1 year. And then you start the rebuild.
Yeah.
But at least you take the shot with the veteran coach. You bring in a young coach, I don't know that that works. Clearly.
That's my concern. And that's why I think the Jet fan and people that are looking at their situation, and I know Boomer and Gio have talked about it, Gio specifically, feel like it's got to be somebody with a resume, with a track record, some personality,
absolutely,
some type A in him himself. Like, I like, you know, the Gruden idea is an interesting one, but like, is there any evidence to suggest that those two could coexist?
I have no idea.
Like, that's what,
I mean, it's
easy to throw the names out there. And the other guy that to me, I mean, the Gruden idea is interesting. Like, and I don't know that Mike Vrabel wants any part of coming to the Jets, but like, that's a guy that to me.
And I think Vrabel could work with him. For
could
a
he
year.
Though?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Do you think
because
he'd
I
want
think
to?
Vrabel...
You think he'd say, hey, of all my options, and he will have options, he's too good of a coach to not have options.
I'll give it, here's the conversation. We have Aaron Rodgers for next year. And then we've got to go in a different direction. You got 1 year to take a shot before we start the rebuild.
Mm.
To me, that's not a bad scenario to be in.
Yeah, and look, the idea that Vrabel's a defensive guy, so, you know, maybe, hey, Aaron, you do your own thing. But, like, even that's been awkward, right? The Nathaniel Hackett situation got awkward, and now you got Todd Downing. That's what I mean. And look, I'll go back to the first thing out of my mouth when you tossed it over to me on this. I recognize that they've put themselves in a situation where salary cap financially, like, damned if they do, damned if they don't, right? There's going to be a hit either way, and it's actually, Fleeks, correct me if I'm wrong, it's worse if they move on from him, yes? Right? The cap hit's worse if they decide
to
not.
Worse in 2025, but they would be done with all of the money sooner.
You take the hit, and you get it out of the way next year.
Remember, and you still got to pay another quarterback. Like, you could truly be looking at, and I know it's easy to say it now because they're 4-11, but we didn't think that before the season began.
I didn't think 4-11. I also, and this is not me patting myself on the back because we all have hits and misses. The idea that they were going to make a run to the Super Bowl or even the AFC.
I'm right there. I thought so.
I thought it was crazy talk.
I thought all those games that they've lost in the fourth quarter are games that they would have won because of him. You know, I mean,
he hasn't been great.
The Patriot one is the worst one. And that one, you know, I mean, we could talk about that and we did forever and ever. But, you know, the Bronco game, the Patriot game, the Dolphin game, even though he did play well, yesterday was another example. The Colt game. I mean, these are all games that I never in my wildest dreams would have thought that they would have lost with him at quarterback. And I will tell you, too, I'd love for you before this little thing is over in the next week and a half, watch the documentary. Because I went into it, and I only did it. I'm not even joking, because I had time to kill. I wasn't interested in him. I've had enough of him. The McAfee
let's
stuff.
Let's bring him back.
Well, the McAfee stuff to me is ridiculous. All of this stuff. But I will tell you, watching the documentary, I walked away from it like, is it the same guy? I love the guy.
Listen.
Because he seems like he's all about football and winning.
I think he's a fascinating individual.
He's interesting.
I have great respect for his career. He thinks outside the box. You know, he beats to his own drum. I mean, look, he has his critiques and people that don't like him. I'm not even talking about the off-the-field stuff. But, like, it just, they put all their chips at the center of the table, all their eggs in this basket. It didn't work. And the idea now that we're talking about running it back for the same, essentially the same situation. And look, him and Devontae Adams, it's a great connection. It's a great friendship. It's a great relationship. How's the impact on Garrett Wilson been there?
Not great.
So
do you take any stock?
You're going to placate the Rodgers-Adams connection for another year at the expense of your young, emerging wide receiver?
Well, it's the bet you made.
And that's my issue.
And I think
that's my issue.
I don't know that laying it for one more year is the worst option when you factor in everything with the money and the salary cap and needing another quarterback and where they're at. I mean, it's almost like you made a deal with the devil and now you've got to see it through.
Everything we said about the Giants offense, there's nothing there. It's Malik Nabers and what? The Jets aren't that. They're littered with talent on offense, yet they can't score points and win games.
Yeah.
Like, that's a problem.
I agree.
I'm sorry.
They're one of the worst offensive teams in terms of scoring points that I've seen all season.
It doesn't make any sense. And you got frustrated Garrett Wilson. You've had frustrated at times Breece Hall, banged up as well. I mean, if we got to sit and watch Alan Lazard next year drop more passes because Aaron Rodgers is here, I might blow my head off.
He dropped two.
It's enough already, man.